So give us the top line key findings of this report.
Well, Tom, I'll tell you the key findings really of this report is, as you mentioned in the introduction, that while there's a lot of interesting and good things going on in the government's attempt to support green building initiatives in the private sector, we really just don't have a very good handle on what the government's accomplishing through these initiatives because it's generally unmeasured and unknown, although there have been some individual initiatives that have measured results. During the course of the work, which we did for Senator Carper from Delaware, I did have an opportunity to join the team on a field visit up in Boston. And up there, we did see a large apartment complex that's being renovated with a combination of public and private sector funds. And there, the Housing and Urban Development Agency is making some good plans in order to measure how they're doing in terms of looking at utility savings and those sorts of things. So it's not an entirely bleak picture, but I would say the overwhelming majority of issues that we looked at did not have performance measures as designated in the Government Performance and Results Act. And as a result, it's very difficult for us to know whether the government's investment is really have a reasonable payback and is helping to foster the initiatives of green building in the private sector.
So is it different than how it's done in the public sector? I understand that this is a matter of communication between public and private, but do you find that that communication is easier when it's an agency talking to an agency versus an agency talking to a private company?
Well, it kind of works both ways. I mean, in the public sector, there's a long-standing history of greening or environmental issues involved with public buildings. But as I'm sure you know, or as we wrote in the report, the vast majority of housing and building stock in the United States is in the private sector. So there's a potential there for much greater investment as well as much greater return. However, without our ability to analyze these results, it's very difficult to know what kind of progress we're making in this area. And there has been substantial investment. You know, with the Energy Act in 2007, the government has authorized $1.5 billion over 10 years for providing initiatives on green buildings in the commercial sector. And as I'm sure a lot of listeners know, the Recovery Act from a couple of years ago invested a large amount of money, about $13 billion in greening efforts in the private sector. A lot of that went to weatherization as administered by the U.S. Department of Energy. So there's a lot of money at stake here and a lot of potential, but if we can't measure this progress, it's very difficult to know what kind of bang we're getting for our buck.
We're speaking with David Wise, Director of Physical Infrastructure Issues at the Government Accountability Office. So suppose I'm HUD or I'm somewhere, you know, an agency that is spending money of Recovery Act or just regular grants, and I help fund the renovation of an apartment building. And that apartment building, therefore, puts in weather stripping and this kind of thermostat and that kind of chiller, say, on the roof.
Right.
The future benefits of that don't come to the federal government. They come to whoever owns and operates that building. So does that mean the government – so why does the government need to measure that?
Well, I think the government needs to measure it because obviously there's large amounts of taxpayer money involved, and we really hope that the agencies, the three big ones, I mean, we identified about 11 agencies that are involved here, but the really three big ones are the Department of Housing and Urban Development, Department of Energy, and the Environmental Protection Agency, and we suggested or we made a recommendation to them to better assess the results of our federal investments in these initiatives in fostering green buildings, that they really need to get together and lead efforts with other agencies to identify ways to measure performance. And there are ways to do that now. I think that it's, you know, the technology is there and they can do it, but we found that they are very much open to this idea of doing this, and hopefully they will be able to implement this recommendation, and we can come back in a couple of years and see some real progress in this area so that the U.S. taxpayer feels as though he's getting a reasonable return for the investment, and we can, you know, do the kind of things that we're all interested in doing, which is saving energy, improving the environment, and lessening our dependence on overseas energy sources.
So maybe it's important to note then that the process of trying to go green is not in place. It is the process of measuring the results of going green. That's what it is that the federal government has to have to make sure, like as you said, you're getting the bang for your buck.
Yes. I mean, to think about it in terms – that's a good point, Amy, but think about it in terms of your own house. If you're – if you want to save some energy, okay, you can go to the hardware store, buy some weather stripping, and put it around your doors and your windows, and you spend a few bucks and invested a couple hours, and you probably save some energy. You don't really know, and you don't really particularly even care how much you're saving because it's such a small investment. But if you're going to replace 26 windows in your house at a cost of $15,000, you're going to want to have a little better handle on what kind of return you think you're going to get. You might invest in an energy audit to see what kind of utility savings you'll have, what's the payback time, and how many years will it take in order for you to recoup your investment. Aside from the general good of greening, you also want to know what kind of return you're getting for your investment. And I think that you can use that kind of logic to apply for what the federal government is looking to do in its assistance to the private sector.
Does GAO envision a feedback mechanism? So, for example, if that building, that hypothetical building we've been talking about, suppose it was measured, and before this work was done and invested in by the government, the average unit consumed 1,000 BTUs, and then after it consumed 999.9 BTUs, and we could conclude that the money didn't buy much, would then agencies be required to say, well, you know what, we're not going to give those grants anymore because they don't work?
Well, I think that's a good point. That's a little bit further down the road, and one we would take a look at it if we come back to see how the agencies have implemented our recommendation. That's a strong technical issue and one that we will leave up to the agencies to try to get a handle on. But I think that's definitely something they would want to look at some point. And I think the project that we visited up in Boston would definitely be a good example of that because they're going to be doing some measuring of utilities, and they've done some significant renovations at this low-income housing project just west of the downtown of Boston. And so it will be interesting to see what kind of results and what kind of returns they get for that, including, you know, outer skin work and all sorts of environmental issues and of the air quality and windows and awnings to retractable awnings to deal with sun issues and many things that they've done there. So that I think will be a good potentially a good case study to see how these things are working.
And before we wrap it up, I just wanted to ask the measurements that you're talking about, strictly dollars, or is there another unit of measure that you'd be interested in seeing
well,
too?
I think there are various units depending on what you're trying to measure. Dollars is certainly one of them when it comes to cost of energy. But you also can look at, there are measurements to look at air quality, and that makes a significant difference. There was just a report recently I heard in one of the trade journals about issues with air filtration in Beijing, which is one of the highest air pollution cities in the world, and they're looking at before and after measurements from implementing various kinds of measures on air filtration within the buildings. And so you have a lot of issues to do with air quality. That is a little bit harder. You can't really measure that as well in terms of dollars and cents, but it has an impact on people's health. If you're looking at a shorter lifespan by 3 or 4 years due to poor air quality inside a building, then that's a significant measurement as well. So you're looking at health issues, cost issues, social issues, environmental issues, a whole gamut of areas.